Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. One of the things I like to have my students think about is that every aspect of a balanced life requires an IQ. Your family life, your romantic life, fitness, travel, all the parts of a balanced life, there's an IQ for each one of them. And you should really focus, once you learn what the eight parts of a balanced life are, you should really focus energies towards improving your IQ in each of those. And there's so many great books out there, audiobooks, written books, seminars, where you can go master these things. And it really does improve your quality of lifestyle immensely. One of the things that I'm most happy about in my life as I look back at it is that by age 16, I had begun reading materials by people like Zig Ziglar. And he said, write down your goals, then start studying each of those goals. Well, what's interesting is, your goals really generally fall into one of the eight categories of a balanced life. So by default, as I was working towards these goals, I was improving my financial IQ, my sexual IQ, my travel IQ, charity, all the different parts. So it has made incredible making the distinction that there are multiple IQs, you know, changed my life for the better dramatically, and it will for you too. Today I want to talk about, well, I better define Total Wealth Academy for first-time listeners real quick. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting firm. What we do is we teach people how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that matches their earned income or exceeds it. So this allows people to retire at any age or go find a better job or go find a different job that they're happier at. So many people, when you look at this great resignation, or whatever they're calling it, where everybody's quitting their jobs to go get better jobs, that's really telling you something. People are generally not happy where they work. So when you have a situation where all these people are resigning, it's not just for money. It's not that they're saying, well, I can go get a better job with higher pay. They're literally leaving because they're miserable at their present position. And they think, and I'm sorry to say probably inaccurately, that by changing jobs, they're going to be happier. And as I mentioned, I don't think that's how it works. Most people are going to, you know, decide to take a job that pays more. And their idea is, if I'm making more money, I'll be happy, even though I'm at a job that's miserable. Well, how many of you realize when I say it that way, that's just not going to work, is it? It's not. So this great resignation, to me, symbolizes the dissatisfaction that most people have with their jobs. They just chose the wrong workplace. They chose the wrong company. Some people are working jobs in companies that produce things that they don't believe in. You know, let's take somebody that works in the cigarette industry. A certain percentage of those people, and it may be a very large percentage, know that their product is harming people and killing others. They want out of that. They're leaving right now in droves. I want to say it was 4.3 million Americans last month quit their jobs, most of them to take a different job. Again, I think it's more unhappiness than it is I'm going to get a few extra bucks. But it's still a kind of a mistake because they're still going to another job. And having a job is the highest risk position you can be in. And the more you make at your job, the higher risk position you're in. The example that a mentor of mine gave me was, if you make over, back then it was 150, I'm going to move it up to 200 grand a year. If you make over 200 grand a year, there's a huge target on your back. It's humongous. You can see it from space. Because the first kid who graduates college and has the same skill sets as you do and can work for half the money and you just turn 55, they're going to get rid of you. I don't know if people are aware of this, but the 25 years with a company, you're going to get fired. You're either making too much money or you've slowed down because you're a little bit older and they can hire somebody at less money who's got more energy. It's just having a job as your sole source of income is the highest risk position you can be in. And what I find sad is these are the same people that say they're risk adverse. Oh, I don't want to invest in real estate. It's risky. Are you kidding me? You're in the high risk position. Not the person who owns 10 rent houses or a 200 unit apartment complex. You're the one at risk. These people own their lives. They can't be fired from it. They can't be downsized from it. Nobody's going to get rid of them as soon as they turn 55. And I know what some of you are saying. That's age discrimination. That's illegal. Uh-huh. And it happens every single day. And you know why it happens? Because you can't prove it. Try to prove age discrimination. It's very difficult. It's almost impossible. But people 55 and over, black, white, Asian, they are the most discriminated against group in the United States. All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about two very popular questions that I get, but I don't get them as often as I should. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I do want to go ahead and open the phone lines because the material today is kind of all over the place. So it doesn't matter if you share an idea or you have a question that's not exactly on topic. The phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. or fire me an email. A few of you already have. I'll get to those in a little bit. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And remember, that email is open to you 24 hours a day, because some of you are at work and you have a question for me, and you know you'd get in trouble if you emailed me now or called into the show. Save the email. Email me this evening, tomorrow morning, whenever, doesn't matter. steve@totalwealthacademy.com, or call in 281-558-5738. So what are these two questions that I mentioned at the end of the last segment? And I kind of made the comment, and at the minute I said it, I was like, well, that was a weird comment, but I had to go to break. I said, I get this question a lot, but not as often as I should. The reason is, these are two questions that I think a lot of people think of, but they don't want to ask it because they think it's rude. These are not rude questions. These are really good, well thought out questions. The first one, and again, I get this often, but it seems like I should get it more often. If real estate is so easy, why doesn't everybody do it? It comes down to this particular analogy. If real estate is so easy, if it really works, why doesn't everybody do it? Well, let's think about fitness for a minute and exercise. Does exercise work? Yes. It reduces your heart rate, extending your life. It cleans your liver, your kidneys. It increases oxygen to the brain, which makes you think better and be more effective at your job. It reduces 135 symptoms of aging. These are diseases that people get when they age. Eliminates them. Improves your sex drive. Why doesn't everybody do it? Why doesn't everybody do it? Why do people simply let their muscle tissue atrophy away, let their sex drive decline, let their cognitive skills decline? Why do people do that? Just because something works doesn't mean everybody's going to do it. Let's go to the phone lines and we'll talk more about this in a moment. All right, let's go to East Houston and talk to Rob. Rob, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
How can I help?
My question concerns insurance. Is it better to get the actual cost value or replacement cost value? And I apologize, I'm using the terms incorrectly.
Yeah, I always, as a rule, went with replacement cost.
Okay.
Just remember, Rob, to only insure the building and not the contents.
Mm-hmm.
And that will keep you at a lower rate. Then make your tenants get renter's insurance so that their contents are covered. And renter's insurance is very inexpensive. They just add it to the car insurance, and it's like $20 or $30 a month for the tenant. It's way more than that for you.
Okay, so it's replacement costs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is, let's say you've been in the business for 20 years, you've got 100 houses, you might think about taking the lesser, but in your initial stages, go with replacement cost.
Okay.
Any other questions, Rob?
No more. Have a successful day. I appreciate you.
You too. You take care, Rob. I appreciate you. Take care. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. So we're back to this question about, or this thought that people have, that if something works, everybody's going to do it. It's not true at all. It's like, think about the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That book was named the most influential book of the 20th century. Why hadn't everybody read it? See, again, just because something works does not mean everybody's going to do it. The next question that I get is, I've gotten sarcastic, very sarcastic emails with this question in it, but most of the time, it's just a flat out, you know, some people will apologize and go, look, I'm sorry to ask this, but if you make so much money with real estate, why don't you just go do more real estate? Well, the answer to that, you'll have to bear with me when I drop this bomb. I don't like real estate. Let that sink in for a second. You're listening to a show that's a sales pitch to invest in real estate, and I don't like real estate? I don't. I don't like managing it. I hate doing the accounting for it. I mean, I despise it. I don't like taking, maintenance calls. I don't like any aspect of it except for the rehab. I have to admit, I love to take the ugliest house in the neighborhood and make it the best. I get a thrill out of that. I mean, I've literally had families where the wife gave me a hug in tears because I rehabbed the house just the way she wanted it. I get massive rewards psychologically and emotionally when I rehab a house. It's 150 to 500 times as much fun to rehab a 150 or 500 unit apartment complex. I had, and this wasn't even my complex. This is what happened. I'm touring one of the students' apartment complexes. He had just completed a rehab. And this little old lady, a grandmother, comes flying out and speaking in Spanish, is screaming at me. She thinks I'm the owner. She gives me a huge hug, which surprised me because she was screaming at me. And luckily, there was a person there to interpret. And she was saying, look, before you bought this, and again, it wasn't my apartment complex, she thought it was mine. You bought this apartment complex, rehabbed it, put in two play areas for the children. She went on to describe that before we bought it, as soon as it got dark, she brought her kids in because it was too dangerous to be out after dark. There were no play areas. That is rewarding. When you help and serve other people and they are grateful, man, there's no better reward. None. So I love rehab. I love construction. I guess that's why I love Lego so much. You know, it's kind of the same, similar. So, but I don't like any other aspect of it. I don't want to put the deal together. I don't want to negotiate it. I don't want to do the due diligence. I don't want to do the inspections. I don't like it. But where's all my money go? Into real estate. But my time, I love to teach. That's my thing. It's an ego stroke. It's fun. It's rewarding. Everything that I like in life, I can satisfy by being on the radio and teaching my students. It's that simple. So I like to spend my time teaching, and I don't want to spend my time managing real estate. But don't confuse what I'm saying. All of my money has always been in real estate investments. Okay, so those are those two questions that, again, are very, very common, but I seriously think that there's hundreds of people out there, if not thousands of people out there, who have thought of that question and didn't quite have the courage to email it to me, or they thought it was rude to email it to me and didn't do it. It is not rude. Even the sarcastic one was hilarious. I wish I could remember exactly how he put it. And he ended up joining, I've always noticed this. The people who are meanest to me on the radio or by email almost always end up joining Total Wealth Academy. It's almost like they're angry at something other than me, but they take it out on me, which is fine. And then they're like, oh, geez. Okay, so this is real? All right, I'll come check it out. And next thing you know, they're a member. It's hard to explain, I guess. But I want you to know there is nothing you can say to me that is going to offend me. Nothing. There's no question you can ask me that will offend me. There's no question that you can ask me that will make me be mean to you. If you've got a fear, a concern, a reason why you think you can't build a second stream of income, I want you to email me and I'll offer you and tell you the best practice and the solution to that fear. Steve at TotalWealthAcademy.com, Steve at TotalWealthAcademy.com, or call me at 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I want to talk to you now about something that's, I try to encourage people to believe in themselves. But there's a tool that I use that I picked up from Tony Robbins that is very good, especially for those of you who don't believe in yourself and you don't have the courage to even come to a seminar on building wealth because you think, I'm not going to do it. It'll just be a waste of my time or money or whatever. And it comes from the way that he mentors people. If you're not familiar with Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins, you probably live under a rock now that I'm thinking about this. But he wrote the book Unlimited Power. Anything you can read or study by him is beneficial. He also wrote the second book, which is Awaken the Giant Within. I think those books are a 1-2 punch for self-confidence. If you have self-confidence issues, grab those two audiobooks or grab, well, there's not really a good audiobook, and that's a little frustrating. You need to pick up the two books and read them. The strategy that he uses, I think it was Andre Agassi, if I'm not mistaken. It was a tennis player, I know that much. And he was having a slump. So he flies out to California to meet with Tony Robbins. And Tony immediately notices that he's slump-shouldered. He doesn't make a lot of eye contact. He's just down. And he goes on to interview him and asks him, what were you thinking before the last match that you lost? And the tennis player says, well, I was thinking about the last loss against so-and-so and how I thought I was prepared and I wasn't prepared to face this guy and I ended up losing, blah, blah, blah. Tony Robbins then said, what were you thinking the last time you won? What were you thinking right before the match? He goes, I remember it was so-and-so, and I remember looking across the net at him and going, why'd you even bother to show up? And what Robbins discovered is that what he was doing was replaying losses in his head before he went into the match. And by doing that, it triggered all of the behaviors, strategies, that caused him to lose the previous match. But when he won, he was thinking about matches he had won, which triggered the same behaviors and strategies that won that match. So what I extrapolated from that, if that's the correct word, was that if I think about past successes, I will duplicate those behaviors more effectively than if I don't. Stephen Covey had his son was a quarterback in high school, and there would be times in a game where you get down. You know, you have a couple of downs, you get slaughtered, you get up, and you're remembering those last two downs where you got slaughtered. So what his son did is whenever they would prepare for the game, he would think about past successes. And when he did, he had a rubber band around his wrist that he would pop. He would pull the rubber band out, let it go, pop. And he did that for hours and hours at a time over, say, a week or two or whatever, until he linked up in his brain that pop meant think about past successes. As a result, he became a really good quarterback. Andre Agassi, after focusing on his past successes, went back out and started winning again. He was in a slump, goes to Tony Robbins, and all of a sudden starts winning again. All because he thought of his past successes. Let's talk about you for a minute. When I make a request and I say, please come to my free sample class, what goes through your head? Is it past successes or is it past failures? Here's my theory. For a lot of you, it's a past failure. You're going, man, I'd go to that Steve Davis's free workshop, but I tried multi-level marketing before and I didn't do anything with it. I tried Carlton Sheets' real estate program and didn't do anything with it. And you go over past failures. And that keeps you from taking action. And without action, is there any success? Of course not. Here's what I do. Every day, all day long, I have voices in my head telling me I'm not good enough, telling me I can't do it. When they come, I have become extremely skilled at thinking of the challenge that my brain is telling me I can't do, and finding a challenge in the past similar to it that I did do and succeeded at. You have no idea, until you master this technique, you have no idea I can change the way I feel by doing that. I can go from depressed to hyper excited by thinking about past successes. And it helps me overcome whatever challenge is in front of me. So my suggestion to you is this. You've succeeded at something in the past, haven't you? It may have been you were a football player, baseball player, soccer player. You may have been on the debate team. In college, you may have succeeded at something. In your first few jobs, you were extremely good at something and you succeeded and excelled at that. You need to build up a library of past successes so that when that voice comes and tells you you can't do something, you can go back to your library, reference a success from the past, which will prove to you that you can handle the challenge in front of you. Now, if you want to study this, pick up Tony Robbins' books, Unlimited Power and Awaken the Giant Within. And if you want the Stephen Covey stuff, that's in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Use this technique. This may sound almost crazy when I say it. Block out all your supposed failures. Block them out. Pretend like they never happened. Now, don't forget the lessons that you learned from those supposed failures, but block them out. Don't let them come between you and your dreams and your goals. You want a library of past successes. Now, I know some of you are going, well, I don't have any past successes. Bull crap. There's something. There's something somewhere. You've got to find it, or them. And I suggest everybody has been successful at something. Everybody. Find your successes. Build a library of them and use them to overcome. What I'm really discussing is the fear of success. I probably should have said that at the beginning, but I didn't realize what I was doing at first. This is where fear of success comes from. I know people who are literally afraid that if they go out and make $1 million in 1 year, this is their fear. They won't be able to keep it up. So they say, I'm not going to try. I won't be able to keep it up anyway. Why try? Sad, but I'm telling you, that's one of the fears of failure that holds people back. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. My phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I hope, you know, it's hard to get across the point that Tony Robbins gets across, because it literally takes, I would say, 3 chapters, maybe even more, to really get that lesson into your head. Fear of failure, where you are thinking about your past. The reason I use supposed failures is because I don't really believe in failure until you give up. You know, there's 2 forms of failure. Giving up, that's failure, or doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get a different result. You know, that's failure. Because you're doing the same thing over and over again. You didn't get the result the first time. It's not going to happen the second time. And so on. But anyway, If you think about your past failures, this generates fear. If you're in a sales situation, I'll use that example. Let's say you're in a sales situation and you're remembering the last customer that you missed. You're thinking about what you did wrong. You're thinking about how it went south and how you felt when it went south and you didn't make the sale. You're going to repeat that in the next interview. And that fear, humans can sense fear. Humans can sense fear. If you're in an interview with a client, a customer, and you're fearful, they sense it. And you know what it comes out as? That you're not trustworthy. That you're trying to rip them off. And they're not going to do business with you. You're going to miss the next sale. You've got to think about the last sale you made. The last sale where you actually helped that family or that company or whatever. How did you feel? What was your attitude? What did you say? What did you believe? The fear goes away. They don't sense the fear. They trust you more. And you got a much more likelihood of making that next sale. Now, this applies to everything. Winning a tennis game, winning a football game, winning with your family. Remember your past successes. Then the last term or little quip I want to give you is remember this. The past does not equal the future. The past does not equal the future. So many people think that because I failed at something in the past, if I try it again, I'll fail again. That is the farthest from the truth. Because you may have learned 10 different things on that first quote-unquote failure that you didn't know before you went into it. That makes you better now, more effective, and you should try it again. You might fail again, but you learn 10 more things, and this time, with those 20 new ideas, you now know how to do it right the next time, differently and effectively. So, that's all my big sales pitch for believing in yourself. You've got successes in your past you may not be giving yourself credit for. You need to give yourself credit. You need to realize if you can succeed at that, you can succeed at this. If you've got a full-time job and you've kept the same job for 2, 3, 4, 5, 20 years, you're telling me you can't go build a second stream of income with real estate? Please. Bleep. It doesn't even make sense. If you've got a college degree of any type, you did more work and put more effort into that than I did to make millions of dollars with real estate. And you're telling me you can't do the same thing? You got to believe in yourself. That's foundational. So again, remember your past successes, block out past failures, past shortcomings. Think about when you were on, when you were deadly, when people couldn't say no to you. That's what you want to remember, and then it will trigger those behaviors. Now, triggering behaviors, some of you may not understand that, but it's kind of fun now because it's so much fun to trigger people. Say something, conservative in front of a liberal. That triggers them. they're going to have a specific behavior. And the funny thing is, it's the same every time. The same every time. Because it's a triggered response. It's a memorized response. And no matter how many times you do it, they're going to get triggered. You want to learn how to trigger yourself in a positive manner. In a positive manner to get you to do the things that you truly want to do. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. Got time for one more phone call, 281-558-KSEV. But you do need to call now because we only got about 3 minutes left. Or email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. Or just Steve. Ask Steve or Steve will get to me. Steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Let me answer this question. This one's short and sweet. Let me get the name on this. Nick. Nick, thanks for emailing me. Should you separate the utilities and start charging the tenants on your duplex? Absolutely. Absolutely. Very seldom are you able to get a high enough extra rent for utilities included. Very seldom do you get enough increase in your rent to cover the utilities. The other thing it does, it increases the quality of your tenant because they have to be able to qualify for their own utilities. So you'll get a better tenant as well. A lot of times people who look for all utilities paid, it's because they can't even get the utilities turned on. Those are rougher tenants. They're going to be rougher on your property. They're going to be rougher on you. So, Nick, absolutely get those utilities separated and start billing, you know, make the tenant turn those on in their name. Now, Nick, be cautious of lowering the rent. You make sure you run the comps on the rent. Go to find the rents. Go to homeinvestortool.com. homeinvestortool.com, and you can find what the market rent is for your neighborhood. The reason I say that, Nick, you may think your rents are higher, and they may not be, because rents are going up rapidly right now. So you may not even have to lower your rent, even though they now have to pay the utilities. So be cautious of that, Nick. Hope that helps. Okay, let's go to the next one. My computer's ignoring me. Again, if you want to email me, it's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, these are the same question. Oh, I see. Okay, my computer was just messed up. Lawrence, if you're looking for experienced wholesalers, come to Total Wealth Academy. You can join Total Wealth Academy for $500. It'll cover you for 2 years. You should be able to pick up 20 or 30 wholesalers in a couple of months. And these are all credible, well-trained wholesalers. So in answer to your question, should I join Total Wealth Academy to meet experienced wholesalers? The answer is yes, Lawrence. We would love to have you as a member. I'm assuming you're a buyer and you're referring to single family. We don't wholesale commercial deals. All right, let's see if I can get one more in. Yuri. Yuri, commercial leases are triple net as a rule. I wish you had told me what type of property you have. I'm just going to assume for fun that this is a office building that you own. I'm a little concerned that you don't know this answer. If you've already closed on it, Yuri, you make sure you, if you don't know the answer to this, I'm going to tell you, yes, they're all triple net leases, but you really need to take a course on commercial property like ours or somebody's and learn this, because that deal will kill you if you don't know what you're doing. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.